Joining us right now in studio is State Representative Joan Moschino. Representative, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. My delight and pleasure always to be here with you.
So, well, as we've been reporting, last night we had that big election. Any thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, first of all, there was tremendous voter turnout. So I want to thank everybody who actually came out in celebration of democracy and cast a vote in yesterday's election. This is how it's done. And quite frankly, it's a huge testament to the citizens of Massachusetts for that engagement. And I do just want to say quickly, thank you to Third Plymouth District. I was very honored to be your state representative, and I just want to thank you all for giving me the chance and ability and having the faith in me to be your voice on Beacon Hill.
Thank you very much. Now, of course, you're going to be getting some new colleagues as well on Beacon Hill.
And I'm pretty excited. So a lot of the action and the open seats in contested races were down here in Plymouth County on the South Shore and the Cape. And pretty excited about some of the outcomes. I've been following Michelle Badger. What a great campaign she ran, and a lot of energy, a lot of spirit. I think First Plymouth is pretty lucky to have her. Bridget Plouffe. She was Rep. Cassidy's aide, and now she's stepping into a leadership role. Some really fantastic women down here on the South Shore. I was a little heartbroken about Becky Coletta. She ran another great campaign, but surely we'll find another leadership opportunity for her. She acquitted herself so well. And so it's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and excited to have some new colleagues, some new women colleagues on Beacon Hill with me.
All right. And of course, I also have to ask about ballot question one, which passed, calling for an audit of the legislature. What are your thoughts on that?
So I was not surprised at all that passed. State reps are, by their nature, in their district, on the ground, hearing from people. And that was something I heard a lot about. And I think everyone understood that there's some issues, like constitutionality issues with it. And, you know, I think we all remember history and our history and our civics courses about separation of the branches. But I think that the clear message there was transparency, which I really take to mean that citizens, they want to understand what's going on in the legislature. Christine James and I talk all the time about what's the process, how does it work? But I think it's more than that. I think people really want insights into who's making decisions, how those decisions are made, because it's representative government, and they want to understand how to support their state reps or their senators and how to influence those things. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of discussion on that one following up on that outcome, win.
And do you think that the legislature will be affected by any of the other ballot questions? Or?
So we did get a yes on two. Mm-hmm. That was the one to eliminate the MCAS requirement for graduation. So I think we'll be taking a close look at that. You know, as a general matter, you know, it's hard to make good policy on ballot questions like that, which is why, I think people tend to sort of steer clear of them, but they got a big yes on that one, and I think the conversations again will sort of focus now, shift to legislature to really make that work. But it was a pretty simple premise. I just want to decouple the graduation requirement from the MCAS score, so that every kid gets to graduate if they make all the other requirements. And it's a pretty simple premise. We teach all the time. It's not about testing. It's about kids, and it's about uplifting our kiddos and our students and making sure that they get that diploma, because not every kid's going to really be able to do that, pass that MCAS score. So we'll see how that plays itself out too.
All right. Now, I just want to ask also, of course, we do have a new presidential administration coming in. Do you think this could have any impact on Massachusetts at all?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think our president's been very clear about that. But I don't want people to worry about it. Massachusetts really has that true spirit of innovation. It's funny. One of the things I was going to mention today was I had been to in Concord celebrating Revolution 250. And they were celebrating the installation of the first provisional Congress in Massachusetts, which, of course, is the precursor to the House of Representatives. And, you know, when listening to that and participating in that, I got invited because I represent Hingham, and Benjamin Lincoln was one of those representatives who voted to move forward. And it's really that we can do it. Innovation spirit, taking care of people, working for our community, making the investments and smart decisions around us. And I think you see that, you know, through the pandemic. We're the ones that had the resilient economy. We're the ones that bounced back. We're the ones that took care of our own. And I think that's really what's so wonderful about Massachusetts is that our public service is about people and making sure that we're taking care of regular people. And we make smart investments in our economy. And you'll see us do that under this new administration again. This isn't our first rodeo. We've done this before, and we weathered it pretty well. So, yeah, I'm not worried. It's going to be a lot of work, and we'll be very mindful of it. But people should feel good about the fact that we live here in Massachusetts.
And as you said, you, of course, the Concord 250, this is a big one of the many 250 celebrations we've been having over these last 2 years, it would seem.
Oh, this is a wonderful initiative. Massachusetts 250 kicked off just a couple of months ago on State House steps. And actually, with I think the very first piece was the Tea Party. They reenacted the Tea Party. But there are going to be events held statewide and in the places that you would normally look for them, reenactments, different things like that. But each community is actually invited and encouraged and is trying to organize now about how we celebrate Revolution 250 here in Massachusetts. And there's a lot of really interesting, great events and planning coming up. And I just really encourage everyone to reach out to your local elected officials, reach out to your state reps and state senators and to your historic societies, because we're doing that planning right now in celebration of that. And I think it's pretty exciting and it's been pretty interesting. You have to reflect back on your history, I think is always well done to understand who we are as a people and where we are right now and where we're headed. And so I think it's going to be very interesting. They're really trying to unpack a lot of non-traditional voices. So not just, you know, reenacting in Concord and Lexington, but a lot more local stuff than I think people would be surprised and really going to enjoy it. So.
And speaking of future, of course, there's the Blue Future Economy.
Oh my gosh! I attended the conference that the Plymouth Foundation sponsored down in Plymouth. Was it a couple of weeks ago? And I was on a legislative panel, and really went down and listened to all of the investments. And I think Plymouth has done just such a great job of really thinking about that and really channeling and unlocking that same sort of innovation experience. Experience and history that we have, and putting it forward to how do we invest in ourselves today? How do we make ourselves resilient today? How do we unlock what are all of our assets and what our opportunities are? And that idea of the blue economy, I think, is perfect for the South Shore. And I'm just grateful that Plymouth, you know, because they're the big city down here for us, and to be the anchor is really going to be a great, you know, that same innovation spirit, experience and expertise. That's really going to be a great piece for us, for all of the South Shore, all the way from Hull all the way down. So yeah, it was pretty exciting to attend there.
Now, of course, we got a big holiday coming up, a very important holiday in this state, Veterans Day. That's just a few days away from now.
Oh, yes. Everyone should take a moment to reflect on military service and how to honor our veterans. But I have to give a quick shout out. We have some of the best veteran service agents, bar none, down here. You know, it's a huge commitment that I think Plymouth County in general has always had to military service. And so, you know, we've really, our community stepped forward, and our veterans agents are amazing. They really do a lot for our veterans. And I'll just say to any of the veterans listening out there, you know, there are a lot of services available to you to thank you for your military service, but you only get them if you sign up. So a little PSA, if you haven't signed up for, say, VA benefits, you really should. You don't have to avail yourselves of them now. Just sign up, get the paperwork done, make sure you have access to it if you should really need it. But I do just want to extend, you know, our warmest thanks. Very honored to have all of these all of these veterans in our district, all of these wonderful service. And I will just note that they go out in military service, they come back, and these are the people that are the stalwarts of community service in our community. So I just want to give them a warm thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We do appreciate it. State Representative Joan Moschino, thank you once again so much.
Thanks so much, Dan.